if there's a question that ever come up, oh, what gift do you want? I would want a letter.
A talented typography artist left the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation to attend a small Christian college in Sioux Center, Iowa. And more than 53,000 Instagram users have followed her here. At a young age, Christina Chiodi fell in love with letters. It was a tumultuous relationship at first. Her mother was the middle school principal, and at times Chiodi felt singled out, especially when it came to learning cursive. One particular teacher demanded perfection. Any little slip with the slants and spaces meant she would have to redo the entire practice sheet.
So I hated it.
But eventually, she found joy in the art of handwriting. She took her talent and turned it into a business called Life Within Words when she was 16.
There's power in words. It's either give life or it takes away life.
Whether she's writing or speaking in Javanese, Sundanese, or English, Chiodi chooses to give life. Many of her calligraphy creations feature inspirational words or sayings.
Inhale love, exhale gratitude.
Compassion without action is just observation.
Two things stand like stone: kindness in another's trouble and courage in your own.
Drawing from the practice and patience she learned as a child, Chiodi is intentional with each stroke and curve, and there are a lot of them. Her artistic style is defined by really fine flourishes. The exaggerated serif lines loop around the letters, creating whimsical watercolor words with an ombre effect. One thing that didn't stick from middle school is that she's not afraid of making mistakes.
A lot of people, I think, if they fail or they think they don't get it right at the first time, they just throw it away. And that's something like I would not recommend, because everything that you make with your hands is special. And that's where you learn. Like, mistakes are your teacher, your greatest teacher.
She's kept track of her progress over the past 4 years, and during that time, there's been a growing demand for her typography skills. Living in Indonesia, many of her early commissions were for 17th birthday parties.
We celebrate Sweet 17, not Sweet 16.
She eventually expanded into wedding invitations and other celebrations. Chiodi got a big boost when her art was featured on Instagram, where she's known as Chrissy VR, short for her middle name, Verena. She gained thousands of followers overnight. Even reaching Insta-famous status, Chiodi remained thoughtful in her creative process. And she stayed true to who she is, almost always posting a Bible verse with each of her photos. Her faith life is what led her to leave Indonesia and go to Dort College, where she just started her junior year.
To me, Christian community is everything. That's why I choose Dort, because if I would choose where do I want to go to college for my art program, I would have not picked Dort. To me, there's like greater purpose than just studying graphic design.
Originally, she had wanted to go to the Bandung Institute of Technology in her hometown in Indonesia.
But I'm not able to get in because it's geared towards fine arts. And by that time, my fine arts are not even polished. So it's like really hard to get in that school. And yeah, so that didn't happen.
She began looking for other options. A family friend told her parents about a couple Christian colleges in the United States that would be making presentations for potential students. One of them was Dort College. The night of the meeting, Chiodi was carrying a stack of special thank you cards with her, something she does all the time to randomly give to people should the moment arise. A couple of the cards landed in the hands of the president of Dort and an admissions counselor who, of course, encouraged her to apply.
But yeah, at that time, it's just not in my mind going to Dort, because I know it's a small town and it's in America, halfway across the world, and I'm just not ready to go. That same year, that same month, actually, my dad resigned from his work. So financially, it also seems impossible to me.
The current school year's cost of tuition is about $30,000, plus about $7,000 to $9,000 for housing. And there was another challenge. Since Chiodi is an international student, she is not eligible for state or federal financial aid from the United States. Curtis Taylor, the dean for global education at Dort, who actually now works at a university in Indonesia, asked Chiodi for her art portfolio and helped her find scholarships 2 years ago.
He has a lot of faith in me, which I don't even have for myself. And for that, I'm really, really thankful. And that's how I ended up here.
She's a long way from home, practicing an ancient and at times underappreciated art form. In the United States, there's an ongoing debate about whether or not cursive should be taught in schools. But calligraphy is trending in Indonesia. Chayadi belongs to a group based in the capital city of Jakarta called Calligraphina. Typography enthusiasts get together to exchange knowledge and ideas once a month.
And that's probably how I learn most of the things that I know.
Now that she's living halfway around the world, she stays in touch with the group online, and she's being pushed out of her creative comfort zone in college. Instead of solely focusing on typography, she is required to take classes in drawing, printmaking, and photography for her graphic design major. But she still tries to dedicate an hour a day to drawing, journaling, doodling, doing something with her beloved letters. When she draws and then paints inspiring words with watercolors, what was once a punishing practice has turned into a quiet meditation.
I focus more towards meaning than beauty. I know it's pretty and beautiful, but I think beauty fades away, and I think meaning stays behind.
Once again, that's Christina Chayadi, and she can be found on Instagram at ChrissyVR. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Ellie Carson.